Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey y'all, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, where we uncover a new layer of history every day. Today is February 3rd, 2020. The day was February 3rd, 1953. Portuguese landowners and colonial officials killed hundreds of Creole workers in São Tomé in an event that became known as the Batepa Massacre. The Portuguese arrived at the islands of São Tomé and Príncipe sometime around 1470. Álvaro Caminha got a land grant from the Portuguese crown and established a successful community on São Tomé in 1493. As they attempted to colonize the islands, they brought in many convicts, Jewish people who had been expelled from Portugal, children who had been separated from their parents, as well as enslaved Africans. Those enslaved Africans were forced to work the land, turning the fertile volcanic soil into sugar plantations. By the mid-16th century, São Tomé had become a major exporter of sugar. But sugar cultivation soon declined on the island due to competition, and an enslaved man named Amador brought together thousands of enslaved people on the island in 1595 in a revolt that destroyed many plantations, sugar mills, and houses. As the economy declined and many plantation owners left the island, São Tomé became a stop for ships engaged in the slave trade. By the early 1800s, coffee and cacao had displaced sugar as São Tomé's cash crops. By the beginning of the 20th century, São Tomé had become the world's largest producer of cacao. Portuguese companies and absentee landlords owned huge plantations called roças that occupied all productive farmland. Even though Portugal had officially abolished slavery in its African colonies by this time, the practice of forced paid labor continued. This system essentially operated as slavery. The Portuguese brought in contract laborers from Cape Verde, Angola, Mozambique, and other parts of the empire against their will and without repatriating them. Though the laborers were technically free after purchase, they were bound to contracts that were automatically renewed once they expired. They could also be sold or inherited. Working conditions were poor and laborers were abused, and the children of these laborers were born into the system. But the system required new labor constantly since birth rates were low and mortality rates were high. People around the world took notice of the corruption and abuse that was taking place on the plantations in Sao Tome, and some boycotted products from the island. After World War I ended, hospitals were added to the Hosas, and cacao production declined. Still, abuse continued on the plantations that remained, and social unrest persisted. A language developed on the island that became known as Foho Creole. Descendants of Portuguese colonists and enslaved Africans became known as Fohos. Fohos refused to do field work, as they considered it beneath them and only fit for enslaved people or contract laborers. But as the plantations faced labor shortages, Fohos feared that they would be forced to do contract labor, and tension between the colonial government and Fohos escalated. This culminated in the Batepa massacre on February 3, 1953. As Foho protesters gathered that day in Batepa, the Portuguese moved to crush what they deemed a communist rebellion. Militias, Portuguese planters, and colonial authorities tortured and killed hundreds of Fohos. Many Fohos were taken to a forced labor camp, and other prominent Fohos and sympathetic planters were sent to Principe. Though it's likely that hundreds of people died, the exact number of deaths is unclear. The massacre marks a pivotal moment in the nationalist movement on Sao Tome and Principe. The event led to the formation of the Committee for the Liberation of Sao Tome and Principe. In July of 1975, the islands gained their independence. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you're hungry for more history, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHC Podcast. And you can email us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks for going on this trip through history with us. We'll see you again tomorrow with another episode.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.